taught me to say on national radio. I would get BCCSA so hard.
Jacka News. So. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 30, Polokwane and Mbombela 29. We start off with the biggest story of the day. Rescue operations are underway in George, where 47 people remain trapped after a five-story building collapsed yesterday. The head of Western Cape Disaster Management, Colin Diner, earlier confirmed that they do have contact with those stuck underground.
We're in contact with 11 people. We have one area where four people are in a basement, and we've been communicating with them, so that's quite a big operation. It'll take the most of the day to get them out.
And as we speak, we are seeing scenes from the ground on all the TVs in the newsroom, so various rescue workers are helping to clear the rubble. There's an ambulance on standby, and the area is well lit for the night to come. Then election matters. The Electoral Commission of South Africa has confirmed receiving a letter from Jabulani Khumalo asking for former President Jacob Zuma to be removed as the face of the MK party. He alleges that Zuma occupied the positions fraudulently. Khumalo says he's the founder of the newly formed Mkhonto we Sizwe party. However, he was expelled from the party by Zuma last week. In a statement released today, the IEC says it does not involve itself in internal affairs of political parties. An MK party spokesperson, Hlamulo Ndlela, says Khumalo has no business getting involved.
If you've been expelled, you should not have any association with the party, neither should you be masquerading as a leader of a party, let alone sending letters in our letterhead in presentation of yourself being a president or a founder of the party, which you are not.
The party later released a statement accusing Khumalo of plotting with the ANC to destabilize it. More election news. Former Gauteng Premier Tokyo Setlwale says South Africans have every right to judge the ANC against its promises. He was on a campaign trail in Katlehong, Ekurhuleni today and says leaders are on the ground to give an assurance that the ANC will deliver.
There are mistakes, but also in certain situations, criminality has happened. This is the ANC that found itself into society. We are urging the people to understand that we're here with them and for them.
And the Reserve Bank Governor, Lesetha Kanyago, has described the late African Bank's founding chairman, Sam Motsuenyane, as a man who lived an exemplary life. Kanyago was speaking at Motsuenyane's memorial service in Johannesburg. Motsuenyane died at the age of 97, and he will be rest, or rather later rest, on Thursday.
Towards the end of his tenure as chairperson of the bank, he was no longer happy with the direction the institution was heading into, moving away from savings and focusing mostly on lending. It was his wish to claim the bank back and move it back towards its founding vision, to serve and provide financial services to the marginalized and underserved.
And all eyes are on Egypt to see if Hamas and Israel will agree on a truce for a 40-day ceasefire after 7 months of war. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlina Fushia.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe, break your can.